very hard in practice. I think our guys were mentally ready, and for some reason they had good momentum, good feeling at the beginning of the game, and all of a sudden it just kind of got away from them, and we could just never get it back. I'm really open for questions.
Charlie, last week the defense had put up such a strong effort for a lot of that game. Does this feel like a step back?
Well, it sure does, and not because anything schematic out there. It was just our tackling was atrocious. I mean, I saw more missed tackles today than I ever expected to see. In fact, I was hoping that we would play darn near perfect in that area just because we tackled well in the first game, which is usually the worst tackling game of the year for defense, and we tackled well in practice, so I expected that we would continue to move forward in that area.
Conversely, did you feel like your quarterback took a step forward today?
Well, he took a step forward, but you got to remember, he was starting at ground zero if you were at the game last week. So, yeah, he took a step forward, a small step, but he was more confident today. His eyes weren't as big. He responded to the pressure of the defense or errors that he made, and he was bounced back much better than he did a week ago.
What did he do better?
Well, he got off his first receiver. That was the big thing. Last week, he just got locked on number one and never got off. He couldn't. He just wouldn't do it. And today he was able to do it. There was one or two times I thought he may have been a bit skittish in the pocket. The film will tell the truth, but. He was hung in there for the most part, tried to deliver the ball downfield. He was lucid in his descriptions of what he saw happening defensively. So I felt like his eyes were open. He was looking at the right keys.
Coach, before his injury, Trey Robinson really had some wide open leads to run through. I mean, what kind of problems did he pose for
you now? Well, you know, he's a very good athlete, a very good running quarterback. But you're exactly right. The lanes or the holes were so big that even maybe a less skilled or less gifted runner at the quarterback position would have had some chunks of yardage. And I can't tell you why we didn't hold our gaps as well as we did a week ago. Again, I'll have to go back and look at the film. It's really premature. But he just took advantage of what our defense gave. That's the bottom line.
You also mentioned the difficulty tackling. How concerning is that going forward with Denard Robinson?
Well, of course it's concerning, you know, and it doesn't matter who you're playing, Denard Robinson or Trey or it's irrelevant. It's the fact is our guys just have to tackle better, contain the quarterback better, tackle better, the whole gamut of things defensively.
Penalties, again, a problem?
Penalties are a big problem because we're really not good enough to overcome them. I don't know what football teams are, but we're really not good enough to overcome penalties. So we shoot ourselves in the foot early in the series, and it's offensively it's almost a guaranteed punt. And defensively we had some good stops, good first and second downs, and then on third down we would get penalized. And some of them were just aggressive football errors or just mistakes, and some were, as we call, stupid penalties, as coaches call them, you know. And the stupid penalties are easier to address because most of the time, once that happens to a guy and he gets the proper behavior modification during the week, they tend not to do them. And if that doesn't work, then they just don't play. But good aggressive penalties, they're always going to be part of the game of football.
Coach, what was the thought process in going with Johnson today as opposed to Strait in the punt game?
He's just, right now, he is just really, he really kicked the ball well in practice. In fact, him and Jeff were very, very close throughout summer camp. Mm-hmm. So Jeff, by virtue of maybe possession being nine-tenths of the law, so to speak, mm-hmm. and being a veteran, got the first crack at it. But we just feel like Coulter is very, very competitive with Jeff. Not that Coulter's won the job by any stretch of the imagination, but was our best player at that position this week.
Mm-hmm. Coach, obviously you need your offense to do more to score points, but is the fact that they haven't been able to stay on the field much not only inhibiting your ability to score, but inhibiting their development, because it seems like they're struggling to get rhythm?
Yeah, well, it's you can't score when you're not on the field. That's obvious, and the other team can score. So that was the case again today. I think we're closer. There were things that just tell me that we're getting closer, and we at the end of the day, most of the breakdowns are still occurring by guys who are their first year playing, either a freshman or a true freshman or a sophomore who maybe wasn't part of the mix in the past and now is being out on the field. And again, those are pretty good football players. They're Big Ten football players. That's a football team, again, similar to last week's team, that's a little bit bigger, a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, and has played tougher competition week in and week out in the course of their career. You know, so these guys are used to playing good, hard, tough, fast football. Our guys just aren't playing at that level yet. We'll get there, we're just not there yet.
You said during the week that having a game under the belt would likely help your younger guys. Did they come along as far as...
Oh, you know, yeah, I think so. I think if you noticed, Mike Bolin was 1,000 times better. 1,000 times. Tajay Sharp, I thought he played more like a guy that's been around than a true freshman last week. Even more confident on the sideline. Can clearly tell you what's going on with the defense. He's playing with his eyes open, his head is up. He knows what's going on. He's plays very hard. I really like the way he is. Defensively, you know, we started a true freshman today back at one of the safety spots, Joey Coulter. And he was not a dominant force back there. But again, there's a guy who, you know, 3 weeks ago was on the scout team and starting his first college football game at the, you know, against the BCS team. You know, these guys are going to, it's going to take a while for them to be ready to play at this level of football.
What triggered him starting today?
You know what? A combination of injury and just outplaying the competition during the week. And we're competing for every job every day. That's just the only way we know how to do it. That's the only way we're going to do it. The guys have nothing sewed up, nothing guaranteed. Just like we talked about the Jeff Strait example. It was very, very close going into the first game. Jeff had been there, so he got the nod. But then after that, man, if he didn't outkick Coulter during the week, he wasn't going to keep the job. And that's what we did. Jeff could be our punter next week. Who knows?
Was Burns not playing an indication of his struggles, or was there any kind of injury?
Well, there was a number of factors. Burns was 100% healthy, so that's not even a reason why. Burns' performance at the end of the day was not, last week was not as what we were hoped for a guy who basically had the job every rep with the starters throughout summer camp and just didn't handle some of his responsibilities like a guy who's been around and should have. I still love the kid. He's still going to play a lot of football for us. Just never happened for him to get in the game. I thought we need to get Mike Cox some work. He's an awfully good talent, and he's not going to get better by sitting around watching. And Broadnax is, again, here's a guy that's a young guy that's growing, getting ready to play. Then when it was kind of time to put Chris Burns in, the game was so out of reach, I needed to get Stacey Bedell some action too. So really, that's it. There was no great, nothing beyond that.